Natalia Lafourcade is best known for this song, Hasta la Raíz. She won a Grammy last year for the album it's on, also called Hasta la Raíz. And the album was all about a breakup. Now the pop singer is exploring Latin American folk music, mainly from Mexico, where she lives and where she's from.
Ha pasado tanto tiempo, finalmente descubrí tus besos.
Lafourcade's new album is called Musas, which means muses. And her muses are Latin American singers, performers, and poets.
I wanted the music to sound like made in Mexico. I wanted to connect to my roots.
She even worked with some of these muses on the album, including the legendary Mexican guitar duo Los Macorinos. They play on every track of Musas. They're in their 70s. Lafourcade is 33. She says working with them was different.
The Macorinos and me, there's a big space between our generations. The people I was used to work with, we will do everything faster. And the Macorinos were more like calm. They were patient with music and they were paying a lot of attention to the details.
And working with two or three generations of musicians all sitting down together in one room, what does that do? I mean, how do you think it's affected the music?
Sometimes the music will tell you where to go. And when you find that place, I believe is when you're just connecting to the feelings and the heart and the people you're with. You are all working to have a piece of art, no, music, and trying to figure out a way of making it contemporary and modern at the same time as having this old spirit that they have, and it's beautiful.
Let's listen to Te Vi Pasar, I Saw You Pass By. Those eyes, two crystals, the one reflected my love, didn't notice me. These are lyrics by the very well-known Mexican songwriter and poet named Agustin Lara. I mean, your audience is obviously young people who listen to you. Do you think it's important to expose them to these more traditional sounding songs?
Yes. If we don't listen to that music, if we don't go closer to that music, it will get lost. And this project, when I thought about this project, I was more in the mood of going back home and exploring through all these songwriters that I love, that put in a place the folklore of their countries and their people and their stories and their places. I really want to become like a composer for my people, my country, that will photograph the things that are happening now in story and in life and love, but not only like the love of a couple, you know, the love in general. It becomes like a very strong influence, all this music. Llorando.
You have all these muses for this album, of course, that's the title of the album, these traditional artists and musicians who you've known through your life. Do people who hear, you know, younger listeners who hear this music now, do they come to you and say, wow, I didn't even know that existed. Thank you for bringing it to me. I mean, what's been the reaction?
I was wondering how they will react to this music. And they love it.
Why do you think that's important for that audience?
Well, I think it is important because it has made me more sensitive. Some years ago, I wasn't feeling that proud of being who I am and where I come from and the place I grew up and my country and my culture. I didn't even think about it, like many years ago. And as I went through that music, now I feel more proud. And there are many ways to connect to that. So if I can make my audience, which are very young people, listen to something that will make them connect to those things, maybe I am doing something right. I don't know.
En mi tierra veracruzana, solo quiero tomar café.
Natalia Lafourcade, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Her new album is Musas.